Vedevo. Signore e signori, buonasera. That's about as far as my Italian takes me at the moment, but I'm working on it. And I'm told that there is simultaneous translation. Now, I'd rather hope that everything I say will be easy to understand. Whether it will be easy to believe, I'm less sure. But let's try it and see. I've found some ideas here that actually startle me. Now, maybe begin with Shakespeare. I find that Italy is the source of inspiration of great geniuses of song. And of course, I have to restrict my discourse to just a few examples. But for me, everything begins with Shakespeare, so I have to start with him. And where did he begin? He begins in Italy. I have to say this. And he begins in several different ways. Generally, let me quote to you the great critic and philosopher of art, Benedetto Croce. I translated what he says. "It seems undeniable," says he, "that the historical origin of Shakespeare is to be found in the Renaissance, which is generally admitted to have been an Italian movement. Shakespeare got from Italy not only a great part, both of his form and of his material, but what is of greater moment, many thoughts that went to form his vision of reality. In addition to this, he obtained from Italy that literary education to which all English writers of his time submitted." Now, that last reference, all that is true, by the way, absolutely true. And that last reference meant Latin, of course, which is what education itself meant in the English 16th century and for some time afterwards. When our schools were first called grammar schools, it meant Latin grammar. That's what you went there to be taught. So Shakespeare sprang from Roman literature, his perennial fount of inspiration, and also, of course, from Roman history, in such plays as Julius Caesar, Antony and Cleopatra. And then much of his other work is famously set in Italy. Merchant of Venice, Two Gentlemen of Verona, A Boy and Girl of Verona, better known as Romeo and Juliet. The Shrew was tamed in Padua. And many other plays have, this is not generally known, have Italian subplots. Cymbeline, Othello, have Italian subplots. There's evidence that Shakespeare could read Italian. And not only that, he had access to early Italian scholarship. Now, I'm telling this amazing story about Shakespeare's access to early Italian manuscripts. If you listen to the play of Hamlet, you would know about the murder of Gonzago, which is the play within a play, and Hamlet says, "The story is extant and written choice Italian." So it is, but how did he know that? It hadn't been translated, it hadn't been published, it was in a learned library in manuscript. How did he know? Well, one possible way is via Giovanni or John Florio, who was Shakespeare's... He belonged to the circle of the young Earl of Southampton, and he in turn was Shakespeare's friend and patron. So there's a clear connection which can be demonstrated, and there's much more than that. The sonnet itself came from Italy. The sonnet is an Italian art form, and so did the classical idea of a play with a narrative structure, that's Italian, and the characters of the Commedia dell'arte, which was presented by travelling companies of Italian actors. In the 16th century, in England, I mean, before Shakespeare was born, this is an incredible thing, but true. And if you add to that the lyric influence of the madrigal and the song, well, to sum up, and it's a surprising thought even to me, but I think it's true that Shakespeare's sources and influences were just as much Italian as they were English. I'll say that again, just to try to get over my own amazement. They were just as much Italian as they were English, and this is true. Now, why did he need Italy and what did it offer him? First and foremost, civilization. I mean, the Latin language and Roman history, and also the religion of Rome, which was his own family religion. The fact is rarely mentioned in English, in Church of England circles at least, but Shakespeare was a cradle Catholic, there's no doubt about it. And it's credibly reported that he died in the faith. So Italy represented for him the essential background culture of a great world citizen. And it also another thing, actuality. Italy was news. It was where things happened and were happening, where events and feelings were paramount and supreme. In the world of art, it was for Shakespeare the home of history and literature. The story, fiction, narrative, character, drama. And he draws on such sources as Boccaccio and Bandello. And why? Because they tell real-life tales of passion and humour, tragedy and comedy. That's his raw material. It's the stuff of drama. And there's hardly a main city in all Italy to which Shakespeare does not make reference in some play or other, and often in more than one play. So in effect, he sort of wrote an Italian playbook, like Wolf wrote an Italian songbook, and that's a good beginning. But if you were to ask him Goethe's famous question, kennst du das Land, wirklich? Kennst du ihn wohl? Do you know the country where the lemons bloom, wo die Zitronen blühen? He'd have had to answer, well, strictly speaking, no, I'm sure. But he understood its essence better than any other non-Italian of his day, or since, in my view. He knew the ideal Italy of the artistic imagination,